You have successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the world of boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Hello there, sir. We are three noble women in distress.
Sorry, boat's full.
What if one of us were to turn this big ship into a tugboat? Wink, wink.
Wouldn't help you. You're the fourth person to offer that, and I'm kind of spent.
Sail away, sweet sister. Sail across the sea. Maybe you find somebody gonna love you and fuck me. My heart is always with you. No matter what you do. Sail away, sweet sister. Always be in love with you.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate. Barry the Boater, Mike the Mariner, and even Joe from Motor City Boatworks today helping us out as we navigate the latest boating news and information and just catch up on some boat restoration projects there at Motor City Boatworks. Works spelled W-E-R-K-S, by the way, if you want to look up Joe on YouTube and follow his progress and his boat restoration of his main baby behind him that you can see on YouTube, Facebook Live, and Twitch right now. But he also helps other folks. And he was just saying he had a couple in Italy that have a boat they're working on. They didn't know what to do. So you were telling me during the commercial break, Joe, is this right? It wasn't the guy who reached out to it. To you, it was his girlfriend.
Exactly.
Where's this going, tell. Buddy?
No.
Yeah, where do you find a girlfriend like that?
Now, let me clarify here. I have a couple of people that I'm consulting with as fans. Right, I'm giving them advice and coaching them on restoring their boats. Right. And in the last two instances, the way they found the consulting kind of service was through their girlfriends or spouses. They're doing projects on the boat, and the spouse found it online and said, "Hey, you should talk to this guy." And and they really like it. I think everyone really likes it. I know I do, because it's a chance to talk to someone else who's kind of been through some of this before and noodle around ideas about materials or how they're going to go out the process.
Let me get this straight. The girlfriend sits there to the guy and says, "Look, you're making all these mistakes. This guy's already made them. Why don't you learn from him so we don't have to go through this craziness?"
I think it's more like when you need to fix your bathroom and you think you can do it, and the wife says, "Hey, why don't you talk to our neighbor who's a plumber and just get a little bit of kind of understanding so we all know what we're doing."
Right.
And go have a beer with your neighbor and then we'll get started on the project.
Exactly.
I think it's more like that, because I'm not a professional, but I do this coaching based off of my 30 years experience of restoring sailboats and now the pocket troller and all sorts of boats. And so, while I'm not certified or a diesel mechanic or any of this kind of stuff, I can tell you the pitfalls to look out for as an amateur who's attempting to do some of this
stuff. True. I'm actually starting to think, Joe, you might have a little side gig going on as a relationship therapist, because some of that comes into play here.
I was thinking the same thing, that if your husband is restoring an old boat and you think he doesn't know what he's doing, or you want
someone,
he comes home and he's extremely depressed because he doesn't know what he's doing, send him my way. We'll do a little bit of therapy, coaching.
this little niche could reignite the psychotherapy business.
Right. You should call your consulting business.
I'm gonna buy some stock.
Motor City Boatworks Boat Therapy or something.
Because he's the Dr. Phil of boating.
Because I have a big sign hanging in my shop. You've seen it on my channel, and it says no BS, just boats. And I try to kind of be really upfront, tell it like it is. I don't have any sponsors. I don't take corporate money. I don't get paid when I interview people internationally or anything.
Neither does Greg.
I do it all on my own dime. And I try to be, and I'll be very honest up front about what I know, what I don't know, what I half know. I'll just tell you straight up. And I will also tell you, don't do that yourself. Mm-hmm. Go hire a professional. And I usually say, get a professional diesel mechanic, mm-hmm. get a professional electrical, a marine electrical engineer, marine electrician. You know, if you want finished, perfect gel coat, go hire a gel coat finishing guy to do that. Do not attempt to do these things yourself. You know, you don't go, you don't, you look, you don't do your own brain surgery, and you also don't work on your own.
I tried.
Yeah, you don't, we also don't work on our own teeth. You go to the dentist, you go to your eye doctor, get somebody who knows what they're doing to do something.
I got all these sharp instruments out at the flea market, and they work good on my teeth.
Yeah, and his brain, for that matter.
You know, but that stuff is 25% of the stuff you got to do in an old boat. There's a whole bunch of like elbow grease, a lot of hard labor, a lot of simple projects that you can do as an amateur if you just know where to start. And
you can save a lot of money that way.
Yeah, you can save a lot of money, and it's personally rewarding too. And mm-hmm. and you know, I've really enjoyed it for the 30 years I've been doing it.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question about the boat that you were talking about in Italy. Is this?
Yeah.
Did you say the boat's still in the water? He's going to restore it while it's in the water.
Yeah, it's still in the water. That's one of the reasons this was such a great fit, because I have done the same thing. Not one boat, two boats. I did it on my first 30-foot classic sailboat when I was in the Marines as a young man, and I did it on a when older in life in 2010 when I lived on this houseboat trawler, and this thing was 45 feet long, and I lived on it as kind of a bachelor pad, and you know it needed. I guess the term, if it was a house, you would say it needs updating, mm-hmm. right?
Needs some love.
Yeah, it needs some love. You know, it's from the 1970s, so you got to kind of
shag carpet.
You got to paint stuff. There's a lot of linoleum, a lot of brown purple. Linoleum, a lot of earth tones and bell bottoms and what have
so you.
You
switch
in
that out.
You got to get rid of all that stuff. Paint everything white.
Yeah.
Clean up a little bit of the teak. Replace mm-hmm. some of the stainless steel with something a little more modern. Perhaps upgrade or update parts of the electrical system, not all of it, but just so, because the codes are different now than they were back then, and mm-hmm. and they used household wire in a lot of places back in the day. Now some of that stuff is supposed to be, you know, tin marine wire and all this kind of stuff, so you want to update some of this stuff, mm-hmm. And you want to have a place that you can live in. I was a bachelor. I just needed a place to kind of like crash. The standards were relatively low, but you don't want to be living in, you know, a hovel that's kind of gets skeeved out while you're there. You want to have
a place to impress the ladies.
That's kind of what was going on with this guy. He's an engineer or something like that. So he's traveling all the time. He just needs a place to crash when he's back in town for a couple of weeks. And so the boat's in the water, and they want to kind of working their way from the bow to the stern. He was on a path and on a plan already. And I really think the whole purpose of the coaching and consulting was to just kind of reaffirm his thought process. So what he's doing. I wish I had somebody to do that with the trawler.
Yeah. But you know, as long as you have a hull that doesn't have a hole.
Yes. You know, yeah.
Did he do the survey, and did he have the boat hauled and inspected when he bought it? Does he know what he has?
Yes, he knows exactly what he has, and he was able to go. He did a very extensive write up with notes for me before we ever even met by video, with a lot of photographs because I like to have photographs. And then we did our video conference, and he kind of went through all the boat bow to stern, goes through all the systems, and I was able to look at the photographs and really study, you know, anything that hey, you got to address that right now or
sounds
anything
good.
Like that.
All right, we got more coming up with Joe from Motor City Boatworks and the World of Boating Crew next. Stay close.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Do you have a message or product you need to share with the boating world? Well, look no further than the World of Boating Radio Show. Just like you, thousands of boating enthusiasts are hearing this message, and we could be talking about you and your product or service as early as next Saturday. Remember, a terrible thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. go to worldofboating.com, send us an email, and let's get to work to make your marketing message matter.